You win the competition through consistency. I think you change things in your life that needed to be changed because of consistency.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Coffee Break Podcast, where our mission is to share business ideas, practices, and strategies while we enjoy our cup of coffee. Today, we're going to be enjoying our cup of coffee along with a big jug of water. We're going to be talking a little bit about a water competition that we've been using and doing here at in our organization, how we've implemented it, the framework, the structure, why it's been impactful, and what we hope to accomplish with it. Our guest today is our very own Aaron Beaver. I think as we get started into the conversation, I don't even introduce him as Aaron Beaver. We talk a lot about Alec Baldwin. That's a whole other conversation. You'll have to go back a few episodes to find that. But I do want to encourage you, if you haven't already, share this episode. Click the share icon wherever you're watching this at. This information will impact somebody, another organization, maybe even your own. So maybe there's somebody in your organization that needs to see this, a way that you can build a competition inside of your organization, have some compelling scoreboards, and make some progress for your organization. So I invite you to share it. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe. You can do that in one of a couple of ways. One, you can subscribe on the podcast platform that you enjoy listening to podcasts on. You can find the links to all of those at lockdoc.net/podcast. It's available there for you. You can click them. It'll take you right to the correct link and the way to subscribe. We also publish a video version of this on Facebook and YouTube every week. So check that out as well. You can subscribe there and follow us along and find information there. All of the links are available at lockdoc.net/podcast. Thank you for joining us today. This is a fun conversation, so get ready and grab a cup of coffee.
We got so much to say. We got a podcast to make. We're sipping on lattes, and it's time for a coffee break. It's time for a coffee break.
Oh, yeah. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad to have you back.
Well, it's been a while. I'm glad to be back because It just is one more etch in the belt of being the person on the podcast the most.
Ironically, we had Alec Baldwin's publicist contact us, and they said, can we schedule a time to be on the podcast? I said, hold on. We have one already.
Well, listen, we've got an Alec Baldwin for the podcast, and we don't need another one.
Yeah, so very cool. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be with us today. We're going to be talking a little bit about a contest that we're running here for our organization. Yep. And I guess the framework around how the contest is working and some of the elements that you've taken from some of the books that we've done.
Yep.
So we'll get into that momentarily. But I did want to bring out a couple of rapid-fire questions.
Ooh.
You good?
Yes.
All right. Number one, using just one word, name something that drives your success.
Passion.
Ooh. All right. Here's question number two. What is one big problem that you've had to solve this year?
One big problem that I have had to solve this year. Fitting in a workout routine to progress myself. It's been a big problem.
Really?
Yeah. I'm enjoying work too much. Mm-hmm. And so my hobbies and passions, and I've got to get back on the bike and running. They have fluctuated quite a bit.
Here we go. Would you rather be able to run at 100 miles per hour or fly at 10 miles an hour?
Run at 100 miles an hour.
That would be incredible.
Gosh, do you know how many records you would break? God, that'd be amazing.
All right, that was question number three, right? Question number four, if you could speak another language, what would it be?
If I could speak another language, I would want to be fluent in Spanish.
Why?
America has a lot of Spanish-speaking people, and I think it would be very beneficial as this country continues to grow, to be able to speak Spanish.
Very cool. And then last question, number five. If you had one extra hour in your day, what would you do with it?
If I had one extra hour in my day, I probably would sleep.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've never been a big fan of sleep, but the older I get, the more I really enjoy sleep.
Trying to appreciate it. Very cool. Well, congratulations, you passed. We'll give you a score, 712.
Ooh, 712. That's a good score. That's a good score.
So today we are drinking from our new coffee cups. These things literally just came in hours ago.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to get one of these, you can visit our store. We don't have a store. Just you can stop by the office and pick one up.
That would be fantastic. We love making coffee for
you. You can call us or email us.
Yeah.
Send an email to coffeecups@lockdoc.net, and we'll get you a coffee cup. I don't even think that exists.
Somebody take notes. A coffee cup at lockdoc.net just got created.
All right. Drinking some coffee today, but yeah, we're going to be talking about water. And this has been something that has been happening. So work us up to this a little bit, because for a couple of years, yep, you've been talking about trying to do some type of a competition. Yeah. And historically, with our organization, we've had different types of competitions. Yep. We had some weight loss competitions, different things like that, internally, just kind of a competitive thing. But you've been really adamant about creating some type of a internal competition that could really get everybody involved. Why is that been important to you?
Well, one, I love competition. Mm-hmm. I'm a competitive person. My life has been advanced because of competition. Competition with myself or competition with anyone else. Mm-hmm. I don't compete with many other people as much now as I compete with myself. So I've always got a competition going with myself. I always can be better than myself. Mm-hmm. I have this idea that I can always be improving, can be better. The best version of myself is the next version of myself. Mm-hmm. And so I love competition. It's what drives me. But I also know that there are a lot of people here in the company that love competition. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we've been trying to do is find a competition that is not isolating. Mm-hmm. So with health or weight loss competitions, we have employees here that do not need to lose weight,
yeah,
right? They are lean and they're fast runners, and McDouglas does not need to lose any weight. But then there are people so he'd be isolated out of the competition.
Sure, yeah.
If there were running competitions, once again, if it was distance, I'm probably going to win. Mm-hmm. If it's speed, McDouglas is going to win. Nobody else has got to shoe in for the competition.
Yeah.
If it's cycling, if it's working out, there are a lot of competitions that are very, they're very difficult for people to get on.
Yeah.
There's a limit for people to get on. And so it's been something that I've tried to do a little over a year ago. We did a pull-up and push-up, yep, challenge, where it was simply we would mark on a white sheet of paper on my door. People would come over and do pull-ups. Mm-hmm. They would do push-ups, sit-ups. And so it was something that we were keeping track of, and it was a little competition. Now, there were people that couldn't do pull-ups, mm-hmm, and so that was a hurdle, right?
Yep.
So it's been something that we've tried to do. One, I think competition inside of a company, mm-hmm, is great.
Yeah.
It builds camaraderie. It makes people hold each other accountable. And I think it moves the needle for the company unlike anything else.
It's interesting. Over the past couple of months, I guess earlier this year, our company, there was a couple of guys inside that said, hey, we would like to start up a softball team.
Yep.
And they got however many 15 people in the organization involved in this kind of rec league softball thing. And it was probably some of the most fun that we've had. Trying to have a competitive softball team was a bit of a challenge.
Yep.
But it was something that was, it united a lot of people. There were families that, yeah, were there, like to come to be spectators. Like there was a lot of involvement and engagement in it. Really, really cool thing. My wife was asking me the other day, why don't I play in the softball on the softball team? Mm-hmm. And I said, because I that level of competition probably would not bode well, and I would probably embarrass people, because,
yeah,
if I'm going to step on that field, then
we're winning or swing it. That's why I am a very competitive and aggressive person,
yeah,
in those situations. So probably why I don't compete with as many people is because I'm a very competitive and a very, like, I'm going to talk trash,
yeah,
out there on the softball field. And I'm going to swing for the fence, and I'm a terrible softball player, first off. So I'm going to be talking way more to the level of my skill, it does not reach. Sure. Okay.
Well, but the reason that I bring it up is that it was interesting because everybody that played was playing one because they enjoyed it. There was a great camaraderie, but everybody was very competitive.
Yeah.
They wanted to win. Nobody wanted to walk off that field and lose. My concern for myself is knowing my limitations of not getting calming that aggressiveness. But the competition inside of an organization and creating a common kind of goal is very interesting and intriguing because it creates that common sense of we're trying to go after something. And we do that. We have a common goal as our organization to try to service 18,000 openings.
Yep.
That's a common goal that we're working towards. Individual recognition, all of those things. This is something that is less about what we do as an organization, but just a building good habits, right? So one of the reasons that I wanted to have this conversation and share this with our audience is, one, I think the culmination of how this thing came about was interesting and impactful.
Yeah.
Two, it was also culminated and refined out of a couple of books that we've done. So I know you're going to be talking about that. So what we want to really kind of talk about today is discussing some of the parameters, some of the framework, and potentially how you could replicate this within your team or your organization so that it's not just, hey, this is what we're doing, but this is why we're doing it, this is how we're doing it, and you can take the framework and replicate it yourself.
Yeah, you're going to hear a lot of the tools that we're using for this, but if there's anything to take away from it is the infrastructure, the framework in which this is built upon, can many different things can be put into it. So currently at this moment, I'm trying to figure out what our next challenge is. It may take a month, 2 months to get that next challenge in, but we've had so many employees. We have 31 employees out of a company of 40 employees that are participating in this. And that, to me, blew me away. I expected 10 people, but there are a few things that we built off of the books that we read. Mm-hmm. So back in episode 125 of the Coffee Break podcast, where you talk about the 7 books that our company has done in 7 months. Mm-hmm. Two of those books are really the guidelines or the infrastructure of how we built this competition. Mm-hmm. The first book is 4 Disciplines of Execution. It's discipline number 3, which is a compelling scoreboard. Mm-hmm. That's the discipline. That's one of the frameworks that we used. And also the other one, which is the book that is in front of me, which is Atomic Habits. This book right here is like, this is gold for a company because the 4 Disciplines of Execution, the Atomic Habits, it lays down so many fundamentals to how to make a habit stick. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do with this water competition is create a habit. Yep. So it is a competition, but anything that we do health or competition wise, we want it to benefit the employee. Mm-hmm. So it's got to have this fallback to a healthier lifestyle. And that's really what this was, because we knew if we could increase the water consumption for someone, that most people are dehydrated, they don't drink enough water. Mm-hmm. And so if we can increase their water, it's actually going to increase their well-being. Mm-hmm. It's actually going to benefit them. They're going to detoxify themselves. There is a tipping point, and we set some rules for that. But we knew that the challenge that we were doing was not necessarily just a challenge where you could win something, but it actually had a residual effect that benefited the employee way past the competition.
We understand the frustrations HOA board members and property managers face when deciding the best solution for their HOA and pool security. Should we use a keypad, hand out keys, or install a key card system? Do we even need cameras? These are some of the questions that are difficult to navigate, and we're here to help. At LockDock Security, we've spent over 20 years working with homeowners associations and property managers to find the system that best fits the pool and HOA needs. Camera systems for the front gate or front entrance, key card systems for the pool gates, or simply updating the gate so that it meets safety and code compliance. We like to take the guesswork out of the process to answer any questions and help find the right solution. Our mission is to help you protect your people and your property, and that includes pools. Contact our team today to schedule your free consultation for your community. teaching the fundamentals of how to build good habits is a big thing around here, because one of the things we talk about is we're in the people development business, and that's what we do. Atomic Habits, again, gave a lot of structure around that.
Yep.
Create something, and I know you've got some key points on there, but create something that is going to trigger those habits and that you can create some consistency. It's interesting, one of the examples in that book, and I don't mean to go off track on just Atomic Habits, but again, fundamentals. One of the examples on there was a guy that put a something in a jar on a regular basis, because he said if he did this every day or took it out of the jar or whatever, then it showed his progress towards what he was trying to accomplish. Right? One of our team members took and applied that, because they had to make a certain number of phone calls a day as part of their role. And so they did paper clips, and they take the paper clips off or attach the paper clips every time they perform that task. And so they can visibly see the progress happening. And so you start to think about that, and you say, you take a book like this, well, just him reading that book now allowed him to apply something to make his job more effective, better, process that better. So now you start to get very creative and saying, okay, how do we take these components and apply them to other areas? Because if this water challenge works, then what else can we make better in our organization based off of the same fundamentals?
Right. Yeah, so understand that a lot of this is off the infrastructure of a water challenge, okay?
Yes,
So it's at the end of the day, there is a water challenge, and I'll kind of break it down, because you may be like, what is a water challenge?
Sure.
So I'm going to set up some of the rules.
Okay.
So here at LockDock, we created a water challenge, and we presented on our Wednesday morning all-team meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It happens every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m., all of our staff joins together, and so we laid down the ground rules. And the ground rules were that we're going to give you out a QR code, okay? And the QR code is placed on people's water bottle. I know you've got one. A majority of our staff have these QR codes on their water bottle. You're going to be able to scan it with your phone. Mm-hmm. It's going to take you to a website. It takes us to our team.lockdock website, which is a website that we use that houses all of our information. And so all of our employees have a login to that. And so what's going to happen is it's going to log them into the website, and they're going to be able to log the amount of water that they have drank.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the way that the competition works. All you have to do is drink water and log it.
Yep.
And so once you log it, then it takes you to a results page, and it shows you it. So now that is the basic infrastructure of it. So the Atomic Habits, one of the first things is make it obvious.
Yeah.
Okay, and we made it and the second law is to make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
We have made it obvious what to do. Mm-hmm. It's log water, drink water.
Yep.
We made it not about the amount of water and more of the consistency.
Yep.
So to really win, the way we did our points value of it is it's not necessarily drinking a ridiculous amount of water, because we don't. We actually set a ceiling for where our employees cannot drink any more than this.
Mm-hmm.
If they drink any more than this, what happens? They lose their points.
Yeah.
Okay. So we set some infrastructure. And
all of that infrastructure was outlined and documented ahead of time.
Exactly.
And posted on our team website. So there's a reference point for it.
Yeah. And we did that because one of the things that we do understand about our company is we love to always improve, right? But one of the ways that we always improve is poke holes in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a boat, we're going to drill holes in it, and we're going to try to sink this thing. And so I knew from that that if the rules were not clearly defined and clearly communicated and a place for people to go back to, then this competition would not last.
You set a standard for challenging the status quo, and people do it.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's also internal. So
yeah, no, I mean, and I would say for this, a lot of this competition, so there are other people in the company that have really been key and instrumental in making the success of this.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan Maloney, one of the guys who is switching right now, and Andrew Ingram, who is in our accounting department, who is a spreadsheet and data ninja. Mm-hmm. He's ridiculous, unbelievable. But both of these gentlemen have literally poked holes and beat this water challenge to into submission, so that way it can't be exploited or can't be manipulated.
Sure.
And so a lot of that was into the way our company was. Now, your company may not, you may be able to, you know, they may take your word as gold. And ours here, they're like, we're going to melt it down and see if it really will stand. So it's been a lot of fun.
Sure.
Like, we enjoy that. I don't think anybody at the company, you know, it's not like they're trying to undermine anybody, but it's kind of what happens here at LockDock. It's why we advance. It was why we progress the way we do. So
yeah, it's very, I think part of the culture is to challenge
yeah.
and improve.
Yep.
And so when you set those as part of your culture, then when yeah. it happens, you embrace it. But
yeah, this is based off a water challenge too. So now we did set some winnings, so some prizes.
Yep.
So one of the things that we did was we asked the company to go to the website to view the rules.
Yes.
And so if they read the rules, and down at the bottom, there is a way to win an additional prize. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to drink any water, but you could win a prize. You would say, how much gallons of water will the company drink in the month period of the competition?
Mm-hmm.
So I think currently at this moment, we got 14 people that have commented, mm-hmm. which is fantastic, more mm-hmm. than I thought, mm-hmm. because I didn't think anybody would go to the website and view it. And then we've had, I think, 32 eyes mm-hmm. that have actually went and viewed the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these rules were communicated in the all-team meeting, so they didn't have to go back to it.
No.
But that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
That one thing was a big win for the competition.
So on top of that, you know, we're going to get into building the habit for drinking water and all the processes associated with it. One of the things that we also try to work on in our organization is pointing people to a consistent location. And so this has been an endeavor that we've had for a while, is building out an internal website yep. as a resource center. And so that is always the first place that we try to put information. Now you can point people to that. There's a central location. So not only are you building a habit of going to the team website, finding that information, process, like mm-hmm. you're getting a lot of additional value.
Yeah.
And creating the habit of finding information at a central location because of an additional benefit.
Yeah, there's a lot of information in this book that really we built the infrastructure off of the water competition off this. The Atomic Habits talks about creating a habit, a rhythm, a mm-hmm. routine. And one of the things that we want is, like you said, a place, a centralized location for people to get information in our company.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to become a habit of you going there,
mm-hmm.
right? There has to be constant updated information, because if it's a stagnant website, there's no reason for anybody to go to it.
Yep.
So what we have also done is the competition is built on the team our team website.
Yeah.
So what happens is there are a ton of people going to it constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it will be a subliminal or under thing of, this is where you go to. Now, the water competition won't go away,
mm-hmm.
but it's something that they talk about in the book of creating a habit, a routine, and a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that our company is doing is any of the information that gets published, you know it's going to be in there. It may get conveyed in a Wednesday morning meeting, mm-hmm. but it's going to go back there. If we make changes to the rules,
mm-hmm.
it's there. Everything gets pushed back to the website, and I think it may not be something that you need to build to have a competition, but it does make it a lot easier for people to remember where it is, even if it's just creating a dummy URL that pushes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we built the water competition on a different platform and we did it somewhere else, it just so that way it's a one centralized location. That's why the QR code is that way,
mm-hmm.
because we knew that some people would remember the website URL,
yeah.
but everybody has a cell phone in their hand,
mm-hmm.
and everybody has a camera on that cell phone, and we made it that easy to do the competition.
Well, I think in the Atomic Habits book, one of the things that he talks about is creating triggers and
yep.
Also stacking habits.
Stacking habits.
And one of the things that I've found interesting is the labels on my bottle.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a label on the water machine in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a reminder
mm-hmm.
also, whenever you see it, of what it's there for.
Yep.
So it's not all, it's also the habit of the act of drinking
yeah.
water and refilling, but it's making it so in your face and a trigger to say, okay, if I do this, now I'm stacking a habit as well. I'm stacking a habit of drinking water and also going to the website.
Yeah. It's been something that I think a lot of other employees have implemented on a whole different level. We have one employee that has a Siri command that automatically, when they say they're drinking water, it opens up, it asks them how much water they have drank, and then it opens the website.
Yeah.
So that way, it's curated all the information for them. They're actually recording this on something else total separately. Our company loves data, and so it's crazy. On my phone, I have two buttons saved on the screen. Mm-hmm. One for the results page, because I love looking at the scoreboard, but also two of the entry, because there'll be times that I may just have a water bottle and don't have my bottle, and I want to make sure that I do not drink water without counting it, because I want to win.
Yeah.
And
So, all right, we've talked a little bit about the atomic habits part. You also mentioned the four disciplines of execution, and that's a big factor in this when we talk about the scoreboard. So you just mentioned scoreboard, and this has been something interesting. When you read the book, Four Disciplines of Execution, and you talk about a compelling scoreboard, one of the big things that they break down in the book is having a player scoreboard and a coach's scoreboard.
Yep.
And the player scoreboard is going to be relevant information, simplified information that is directly related to them and that they can see. Also, it should be based off of information that they want to see,
right,
so that they have some buy-in and some excitement around it. One of the things that's been interesting, and again, it's kind of been something that has been developing as it's happened, is people are coming and saying, hey, I would like to see this, or can you show me this?
Yep.
And that is intuitive to showing that it is a player scoreboard.
Yep.
And so give me this information. You've had the adaptability to be able to post it, which has helped people to continue to get there and do that. So let's jump into that a little bit, the compelling scoreboard and the process of how this works.
Yeah, so one of the things in the Four Disciplines of Execution that it talks about is progress is fundamental to the human nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in the if that is a backbone of human nature, is progress. How in this competition do we show progress without limiting the people or discouraging the people from playing?
Mm-hmm.
So this has been something that we really have paid attention to, because we knew that there were going to be some people in the company that were going to put up ridiculous water amounts daily.
Yep.
Okay. And then we knew that there would be some people that would drink just the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did not want to discourage the people that were drinking just the minimum from competing in the competition.
Yep.
Now, we've not talked about the prize, but I'm just going to mention the prize real quick. It's an Apple Series 6 watch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a prize that a lot of people in the company want.
Yep.
And so we made... that's another thing in the Atomic Habits and even in the Four Disciplines of Execution. What is the result to winning? Why do we have it competing?
Why do I want
to
win?
Right. So there are a lot of people that are competing that really don't care to have the additional watch.
Sure.
But it is something that a lot of people are doing. So I actually have set up a little demonstration, because this is on video, so if you're not watching this on any of the social platforms where we have it on the video, you can always go and find those. But I'm going to show you the water competition.
Yeah, so this is on YouTube and Facebook. You can search for Coffee Break Podcast and probably Water Challenge. I'm sure that's going to come up.
Yeah.
So he's going to show a little bit about how this works using just standard. There's no additional things that had to be loaded on a phone. It's just everything that's built in.
So we'll go to the phone right here, and so I'm going to scan my water bottle, and it's going to prompt me to open Chrome, and then it's going to load the team website. Now, at this moment, it's got my name, it's got my email, and I've drank 20 ounces, and I just, for any of the team that's watching this, I actually did drink 20 ounces before this, just so I could do this, and so I'm going to click the 20-ounce button, click the submit, and then it's going to load the results page, okay? And so from this, it's going to tell me that I have drank, it's going to pull in my name, it's going to tell me that I have drank 60 ounces today. As of right now in the competition, I have drank 6.2 gallons of water. We've had 627 entries in the competition, and our company has drank 129 gallons of water. And it also has the last previous 20 entries. And so we have the date over there, the ounces that each person has recorded, and the date and time. And so it's been something that we built that dashboard because there were certain things that we knew were viable for the for people to keep competing. So we knew we needed to show how much they had drank that day. Mm-hmm. And we knew that also the number growing bigger of how much they had drank over the total would be exactly
an encouragement.
It's an encouragement. You want to see progression. And so now we've had a lot of people say, well, where's the top 5 and 10 winners? Mm-hmm. Well, I think that that is more of a discouragement mm-hmm. than an encouragement for a lot of people. Now, there are some people that are competing that they want to win and they want to know that they're the top player. Now, that gets conveyed every Wednesday mm-hmm. in the staff. We have a results page that actually shows the top 10. It does not give any numerical points. Mm-hmm. It tells how much the company has drank. But that's been something that Andrew Ingram, our account manager in our accounting, mm-hmm. he has handled. But he's built this amazing display mm-hmm. that it reveals the top 10 and it reveals them in the order in which they are. And so there are a few things that we've tried to do. The player scoreboard, I don't think we've not had anybody drop out of the competition mm-hmm. because the top 10 are not shown. And I think we would have a lot of people drop out for the top 10.
So the player scoreboard is showing your individual progress.
Yep.
So you're effectively competing against yourself. There is a prize mm-hmm. for the overall winner.
Yep.
So you're showing the top 10 every week. So you're giving weekly updates mm-hmm. for that. And then on top of that, you're also not showing the total water consumption or the points values. But the points values is not directly related to the amount of water.
No.
So I don't think we
haven't touched about it.
Yeah. What's the point structure and how is that impacting the competition?
So when we did the competition, one of the like foundational things was you do not have to be the person that drinks the most water. The way you win is through consistency. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so we said that if you consistently drink water mm-hmm. and consistently post, that is how you're going to get the most points. Mm-hmm. Now, we do have a additional 1 point bonus mm-hmm. for the person that drinks at least a gallon and a half a day. Now, the crazy thing is everybody in the top 10 is drinking a gallon and a half a day. Yep. It's unbelievable. Like, it's slightly concerning that we've got that many people. We've got a bunch of camels here, okay? But that's only one additional point.
Yeah.
To post 1 16, 20, 24, 36, 64 ounce entry mm-hmm. gets you 5 points per day.
Gotcha.
If you drink a minimum of 80 ounces each day, mm-hmm. you get an additional 5 bonus points. So you could get 10 points for one 5 point entry mm-hmm. and then one. And then 5 more additional points for drinking 80 ounces.
So you get 5 points just for participating.
Yep.
You get an additional 5 points if you hit a minimum of 80
yep.
ounces.
So what we're trying to do is encourage consistency mm-hmm. because we know that 80 ounces of water, mm-hmm. you're going to have to be consistent to drink 80 ounces of water.
Yes.
We know that another way to help with consistency is to get points for just logging, mm-hmm. right? So we do have some employees that are just logging once a day. Mm-hmm. That's a win in our book because it's not about drinking the most amount of water. It's about a healthier lifestyle mm-hmm. over consistency. Mm-hmm. Like you don't eat an elephant like in one bite, it's a bunch of bites. It takes mm-hmm. a long time. And we know that to create a healthier lifestyle is not a flash in the pan.
Yeah.
Like you've been water only, no sodas for what now, 9 years?
Yeah, a long time.
A long time. Mm-hmm. And so that has been a conscious decision that you made, but that first initial little bit is hard. Mm-hmm. I believe the competition has taken the hard ship of stop drinking sodas or any other thing. I think it's you're not even paying attention to it because it's part of a competition.
Sure.
So there's a lot of psychological other stuff that's going on in this competition.
Well, and I think the big part of it too is if you look at 4 disciplines of execution, you look yep. at Atomic Habits, all of it is focused on the positive progression of something that will ultimately reduce the negatives in other areas.
Yeah.
So this competition is not don't drink this or don't do this or yeah. don't do this. It is create consistency in this area and it will ultimately build in others. And it's going, they roll over and they carry yeah. over. And you say, okay, well, if I can build consistency in here, then I can also do it this way and I can also do this. And it just, it replicates itself very, very much across the board.
Yeah.
So all of it comes down to the fundamentals, to the building blocks, and then how to replicate it. Can you copy this key? That's a question we get asked about 3,422 times a year. And how can you actually be sure that the person who asked that question is supposed to get a copy of that key? Well, we think you should always know who can copy your keys to your business and your home, because it could be your neighbor, an old employee, a contractor, or even worse, your mother-in-law. At LockDock Security, we believe in protected key systems, so you always know who has a copy of your key. To find out more, visit LockDock.net or stop by our Charlotte location. LockDock Security, helping you protect your people and your property.
It's been wild to watch, just in the small time the competition has gone, how much it has changed the way people do other things in their life.
Yes.
The amount of diet that has changed in the company is wild. Only because it's kind of like, well, I mean, I'm drinking a lot of water. Like, I don't want to out, I don't want to discredit all of the work that I'm doing for the water. Mm-hmm. I would tell you that my coffee consumption has dropped because I don't want to put anything else besides water in my system. I'm like, I can only hold so much, how much additional water. So like currently this moment, this is my, I think, third cup for the day. So I haven't stopped a lot. Just know that
it's only 10 a.m.
So, but there are a lot of other changes that have happened.
Sure.
I believe that there'll be more changes than what people are actually looking for, because I think people's skin will clear up. I think mentally, cognitively, they'll become more clear by drinking water. So there's a lot of other things that are going, that are happening in this competition that are that honestly I am trying to pay attention to, because it's a water competition, but there's so much other benefits.
Oh yeah,
and that's been something that we've been trying to do, because there are other things we've tried encouraging running, and we've tried encouraging other things, and this has been something that has a big effect outside of just the competition.
So you mentioned that we did last summer or spring or something like that. We did kind of a running group, and we were trying to encourage that, and we had a lot of people that showed up and did that. There were a couple of factors that were struggles. One were time dedication, time schedule alignment. Not everybody could be there at the same time. And it was also some physical limiters, right?
Yeah.
Some people just didn't have the capacity to do it, or they felt like, well, if these people are running, then it's going to be too fast of a pace. I'm not going to be able to keep up. So there were some limiters in that. This competition, this goal to improve different areas of your life has a equalizing effect.
Equal.
Anybody can drink water. Like, it doesn't require any special skill. It doesn't require any special talent. And the consistency factor is based off of your own capability to actually stay consistent with
it.
So those are some big factors. And then at the end of it, there is some equalizers in the points value. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about massive consumption, but meeting the consistency.
I skipped on the points. So we're trying to encourage consistency. Mm-hmm. So you get 5 points for posting, 5 points for drinking 80 ounces of water. But you get the most benefit for compiling days, stacking days. Mm-hmm. So Monday stacks on Tuesday, stacks on Wednesday, stacks on Thursday, stacks on Friday. And so you get a multiplier of your points by connecting the days, because we're really trying to encourage consistency. Mm-hmm. And so we have some people that missed a day, and they're super bummed because it broke the consistency streak. Mm-hmm. And so if you miss on Monday or miss on Friday, it's definitely not as bad as missing on a Wednesday, but you win the competition through consistency. I think you change things in your life that needed to be changed because of consistency. Mm-hmm. So as healthy as this is, I wanted to make a rut and a rhythm and a routine that's going to stick outside of this competition. Because if you can stick with this over the period of the water competition, right, over the period of the month, then I think there'll be a lot of people that, just being consistent in this one thing, they'll be encouraged that they can do it in something else and create a rhythm. And it's not like we're being manipulative or hiding any of this. This is something that the company does. Mm-hmm. We put these other practices in place around the company, mm-hmm. and we've just implemented into a water competition that we've been able to culminate a lot of these things from the book into one thing.
Yeah, and it's been exciting because we've been able to pull some technology around it and be able to do these. And I want to be very clear on that. Like, you don't have to go out and build a full website and do all this stuff. There's simple ways that you can do this with a pen and a paper. You can use a spreadsheet. There's a lot of different ways to tackle it. It's just, you know, part of our organization, we're very much into technology and gathering that type of information at ease. So you can do it at whatever level. The biggest factor is building the consistency and finding something that everybody can be engaged in. But man, I think igniting that competitive nature, competitive environment does a lot of things for the organization as a whole.
Yeah.
Because we... At LockDock Security, we want to be the best at whatever we're doing.
Right.
So if that is installing locks or making keys or installing doors or putting cameras up, key card systems, whatever, we want to be the best at it. If we are having a water competition, we want to be the best at it.
Yep.
That's just the nature of the organization. And so it's a driver. So you start applying that in different areas as well. So some great reference material, Atomic Habits, Four Disciplines of Execution, which we're also using. And at some point in time, we'll figure out a way to share that as well. But we're also using some of the factors of the Four Disciplines of Execution in some of the other targets that we're working on inside of our organization to be better at what we're doing on a physical, real-world basis every single day.
Yeah, so understand that a lot of these practices that we're putting into this competition is stuff that LockDock Security is implemented already. So each department has their own dashboard. Each employee has their own dashboard. This is not competition or water related. This is company related. Mm-hmm. And so we have seen the benefit of it, and we knew that a dashboard is key and fundamental for people competing. Either we were going to have to post it out daily, or we were going to have to give them an opportunity to see it at their access. And so it's been really cool. I would definitely recommend in the Four Disciplines of Execution, if you do have a dashboard or a scoreboard that is either a coach or a player's dashboard, read Discipline 3 in the Four Disciplines of Execution. It's a great, great, great chapter. Look at the titles. If you literally just look at the chapter titles for Atomic Habits, you're like, oh my gosh, like, just build it off of that.
So everything you said, I want to totally agree with, and I want to tag on one other thing, because whenever you talk about dashboards and scoreboards, a lot of times people get, man, that would be nice, but we don't have, or we don't, or I want to really challenge and push back on that, because think back to your elementary school days or your middle school days or whatever, when you just had the simple poster board chart with a graph and colored dots, right? That is a scoreboard. That's the fundamental of it. And if you think back on the Four Disciplines of Execution, Atomic Habits, and all these other things, that is the root of what that was. It was just showing and giving some visual indicator of the progress. Now, a lot of people have written some great books to really take that and put it on steroids and make it even better. But don't allow the technology to be a limiter of the scoreboard. A poster board or a whiteboard in the office is as impactful. Yeah. As long as it's updated, somebody owns it, and it shows progress, find a way to show the scoreboards. That is a massive. I mean, there was another episode, and I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but Nathan was in here, and hopefully we can link it below, but Nathan was in here talking about our friendly competition with our service team.
Service team, yep.
That is a fundamental component. They have a dashboard. They have a scoreboard. They have a way to measure progress. And so it's a big factor, I think, in anything that you're trying to make improvements on.
Yeah, you want to make improvements in your company, start giving the employees the opportunity to see their benefit, right? So one of the things in the Four Disciplines of Execution that I said earlier, the power of progression is fundamental in the human nature, okay? So progression is something that the company, I guarantee you that if the numbers start to dip in the amount of water that the company has drank, And I, because on Wednesday when I was talking about this, I made it a huge deal because we drank 100 gallons of water in less than a week. Unbelievable as a company. And now what's going to happen next Wednesday? We're going to be at 200. And if we're under it, I guarantee you, you're going to see a massive tick up on the Wednesday after the meeting because it's now a dashboard. It's now a metrics. It's now a goal for the company. And it has nothing to do with the competition. Like, nobody, it's, that number doesn't mean anything to the competition, but
it's a whole nother conversation we get off on too, but meetings actually help to communicate progress.
A massive amount, okay? A massive amount. Meetings do help.
Oh, gosh. Hey, thanks for joining us today. Thank you for the information. Lots of good stuff here. You'll be able to find out more about this by clicking. I'm sure we'll have tons of links below.
Yeah.
Maybe some screenshots and all kinds of things. But thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, man, this was fun.
Thank you again for joining us today. Man, it's always a blast to chat about things that we're working on and progress that we're trying to make inside of our organization. Hopefully you can take away some notes from this, maybe some ideas that you can apply inside of your organization. If ever we can help out with that, please contact us and let us know. We'd love to share information with you. That's part of what we do, try to grow together. Another side fact is you can check out some other like-minded business professionals on one of our websites that we have. It's called businessmeeting.online. There's a lot of information being shared there. We talk a lot about scoreboards and a lot about key performance indicators and ways that you can continue to grow your business. That's available there as well. Those that you, of you that are joining us for the first time, again, we ask you to subscribe. We have a brand new episode every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss out on any of those. We've got some great guests coming up very soon, so make sure you check that out and subscribe. LockDoc.net/podcast. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.